These statements about me are totally false. As I have maintained from the very beginning, I am hoping for a speedy end to this horrifying experience to which I have been subjected.
From the time that Michael was a little kid, and when most kids were building tree houses, Michael Jackson was building an image. And when those allegations came down, that image was shattered and smashed to little bits.
He doesn't seem to realize that by settling that that situation 10 years ago, that he put himself in the position of being labeled as a child molester for the rest of his life.
He just wanted to stop the merry-go-round of conflict and turmoil. And if it took $20 or $30 million to do it, he was willing to pay it. And he didn't care what people thought. And that was huge for Michael Jackson.
The settlement and the scandal smashed Jacko's earning power and cost him much, much more.
Because of the molestation charges, he's lost a big chunk of his American record-buying audience.
His endorsements dried up. You don't see him tour certainly as readily as he once did. There have been tours that were canceled after that. So there was a lot of income that was lost as a result of that. You are not
alone. Jacko's personal relationships went into a tailspin. First, there was a marriage with Lisa Marie Presley, the daughter of the King of Rock and Roll, hitches up with the King of Pop. But all too soon, it was Heartbreak Hotel.
The marriages?
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say. I mean, Lisa Marie Presley, they kissed on MTV. That was probably pretty much the extent of their marriage.
You okay, Mr. Under the pressure of the sex abuse claims, Jacko became dependent on painkillers, as this video shows.
You call what your answer was?
Well, what's the answer?
I'm asking you.
And it was Lisa Marie who helped him kick the habit.
Neither was, and it was experienced enough in life, she coming from Graceland, him coming from Neverland, to be able to recognize that that wasn't love, that really what that was compassion and empathy for each other's childhoods.
Next up was nurse and longtime friend Debbie Rowe for two children and a marriage that was never meant to be.
Debbie Rowe, the second wife, the mother of the children, seems to have been a vehicle for gestating and not much else.
Debbie Rowe did sort of Michael this favor by getting pregnant. I mean, that's how it happened, you know. And they never intended to get married. But then when it was announced on the news, Michael's mom was not happy. So she convinced Michael and Debbie that they should get married.
Jackson has now adopted a third child. So what has Jacko lost through the courts? Well, it all adds up to nearly $40 million, or £28 million, with two divorces, the child molestation case, and various other legal settlements.